So my organization, Agudath Israel of America, has served as liaison between government and the entire spectrum of Orthodox Jewish educational institutions in the United States, especially here in Ohio where I live. I've worked with Betsy DeVos personally and her team in various states for more than a decade. Our work has always been about empowering parents and helping children access an education that matches their unique needs. For those who watched the confirmation hearing, that was me sitting right behind her in the front row. And while I don't speak for her, I think I can share my thoughts on the Betsy DeVos that I know. Number one, Betsy is passionate about education. She cares deeply about kids, and especially the less fortunate. Most of the students that have been helped by her work come from low-income, minority families, students with special needs. And here in Ohio, there are tens of thousands of children right now that are benefiting from the type of policies that she has promoted, including students in public schools who, because of the competition, have upped their game and worked harder to retain their students. Every parent in Ohio should be excited about a Secretary DeVos. I personally have six children, and each one is unique. Every parent knows that no two children are the same, and they definitely don't learn the same. And that's why parents need options. Betsy understands that. And she'll support all parents and the educational setting they choose for their child, whether that's a traditional public school, charter school, homeschool, or private school. Betsy believes in parents. And former Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman introduced Mrs. DeVos at her hearing, and he said there that one of her most important qualifications was, as Robert mentioned earlier, that she was coming from outside the system. She's going to look at what works, what doesn't, and she's going to work hard to improve educational outcomes for every child. But she won't do it by fiat or executive orders from Washington. Her powers as a secretary are really limited. And in fact, under the new bipartisan Every Student Succeeds Act, ESSA, control of educational decisions are largely left up to the states, as Representative Brenner mentioned. And Mrs. DeVos has said repeatedly she won't mandate vouchers, charters, or curriculum on any school. As Secretary of Education, Mrs. DeVos has pledged to allow educational decisions to be made where they are supposed to, by state and local educators, and most importantly, by parents. Ohio parents need a champion, and Betsy DeVos will be their champion.